Welcome back to the Man Cave Caucus podcast. I'm your host, Ben Baker. Tim Holden is nearby. What's up, Tim?
I'm just here.
A whisper away from dominating that microphone over there, Tim.
It's hard to leave it alone.
And Joel? Well, Joel is so comfy over there on the pleather couch that I'm not sure if we can get much out of Joel tonight. But, you know, we aim to please, folks. Entertainment and enlightenment galore here at the Man Cave Caucus podcast to make your day go better. So you can be informed on all the things, even if it's just that you are now all garbage.
Hot, wet garbage.
All of you. All of you.
Deplorable garbage Nazis.
Right. They're running out of... They're running out of English language, I think, at this point, to be
Nazi,
honest with you.
They overplayed virtually every insult you could cast at one, and now they're just down to the old ones.
Yeah.
Garbage.
So, yeah, first up, Joe Biden says we're all garbage. Yes, you heard that right. In an attempt to counter, I think, what happened at the Market Square Arena Trump rally, where there was a comedian who made a joke. Oh, my goodness. Comedians making jokes.
They should know better by now.
Made a joke about Puerto Rico being full of garbage.
Puerto Rico.
So then Biden has to respond and says the only garbage he sees floating around is Trump supporters. So here's Biden himself.
Donald Trump has no character. He doesn't give a damn about the Latino community. He's a failed businessman. He only cares about the billionaire friends he has and accumulating wealth for those at the top. No, he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country.
Failed,
give me a break.
Failed businessman.
He wants to do away with the birthright
citizenship. A lot of billionaire
friends.
Who
said that in the last 100 years? And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good,
what?
Decent, honorable
Puerto
people.
Rico and the home
the
state of Delaware. Is that like a little China?
His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. And it's un-American. It's totally contrary to everything we've done, everything we've been.
Donald He's Trump, sounding sharper than he was. Maybe not.
I think there's certain things.
Not leading the free
that
world.
That just triggers something in Biden and makes him a little bit more, you know, like.
Less senile?
Right, yeah. I think Kamala is one of them, and Trump is the other. That's like the only two things.
Some things are like riding a bike, maybe.
Right. So, yeah, it's not the October surprise that any of us expected, but we're here for it. Trump finds out as well about Biden's comment on stage, actually, at a rally, and this is great. And the look that he gives, I thought, is quite interesting. I think it's one of just pure disgust when he hears about this. But it's like, it's also a look of like, well, that doesn't surprise me, right? But watch this. This is where Trump finds out about Biden's comment calling all the MAGA folks out there garbage.
Teachers, he's talking about everyday Americans who love their country and want to dream big again and support you, Mr. President. And I hope their campaign is about to apologize for what Joe Biden just said.
Marco Rubio.
We are not garbage. We are patriots.
Little
who love America.
So that's where Trump found out right at the beginning when that, right before that clip started playing. That's why everybody was booing. But then it was just a sight to behold, I think, when you watch the media try to have to report on this, right? Just panic mode, just full panic mode as they begin to report on Biden's comments, knowing that it really truly is an October surprise.
I'm just kind of surprised that they bothered.
Right.
You know?
But, you know, in the race where it's at right now.
Just don't talk about it. Like everything right. else that, like.
Like everything else.
Yeah, like. That they do. Assassination mm-hmm. attempts.
Yeah. You know, and it's already in this race where it's already headed downhill for some time. I think they just absolutely hate the fact that they have to talk about some of these things when they know that just the mere fact of them bringing it up only helps Republicans and only helps Trump, right? And they just can't. They can't deal with that.
They should know by now.
Right.
That Trump is, I can't remember, for a long time, Joe Rogan's been calling him like the... Like a swamp monster, the more garbage you throw at him, the bigger he gets.
Yeah. I think it's true. Well, I also believe, though, that there are people around Trump now in the campaign that are savvy enough to know what this stuff is going to do, how people are going to respond to it, and then what they should, you know, respond with to those kind of comments. And that matters, too.
Joel's over there. Googling with the vigor of
what's
a much younger man.
Yeah, I don't think it was Rogan. I think it was Ben Shapiro, but he always says that.
That's Shapiro. You're right.
He says that Trump is a mud monster. You can keep throwing mud at him, but he just gets muddier and bigger and muddier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's all baked in the cake.
It never hurts him. It only hurts all the people that throw it on him.
Right.
Thank you for that. That's what you need a Googler for.
I'm on it.
So here's the CNN meltdown after Joe Biden calls Trump supporters garbage. It's just delicious, actually.
I think it would be great if she could run on what Biden has done, because what Biden has done is actually tremendous.
I agree.
And I think it is absolutely bananas that she has to even think of distancing herself from the Jobs and Infrastructure Act, from the CHIPS Act, from the PACT Act. We haven't done infrastructure. Why are you laughing?
Please keep talking about the CHIPS Act. If you look at the polling on the issues, Joe Biden is 60% disapproved on every single major issue.
I think it would be great if she could run.
Why are you laughing? You can see it in her eyes. She's like, I really don't want to have to do this.
I really don't know why conservatives are wasting their time to go on CNN. They must be getting paid well this last week.
For real. Like, who would want to do that?
Getting paid well enough that they can laugh at the host.
Right.
Like that. The right. check cleared.
Why are you laughing?
The check cleared. Okay, I'm going in.
But I think what was great about this is that Republicans made short work of this and decided to just play off of it. And I think it was genius in doing that, especially as quick as they did. And so first you see Vivek Ramaswamy. He's dressed up as a garbage man, working a shift, picking up trash with a very tastefully done Trump 2024 logo on the side of the garbage truck. Watch this.
All right. Let's do it, man. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah. Tell me, what are we doing here?
He's pushing a
okay.
trash receptacle
right up
to the truck. Do they not have the automatic trucks wherever they're at? I guess not, huh?
Maybe that one hadn't been outfitted.
All right, sweet. Lift open, and then what are we doing?
With the side arms.
Pull them both out.
Pull them both out.
He's working the hydraulic lift for the
pull this one back
trash
too,
can.
Good? Sweet. Pretty good machinery, actually. It kind of works.
Vivek's blown away at the machinery.
He's blown away at the
machinery. He's going to be getting into the garbage industry before this is over.
Hey, there's big money in garbage.
There is.
Yeah, that looks a little. All right, man. That truck looks a little.
Thank you.
A little bit old fashioned, if you ask me. It takes the extra guy riding on the side.
Yeah.
I always thought that'd be a cool job.
No, exactly.
When I was a kid.
Well, sometimes you might need to, actually.
I definitely was jealous
of. The machine
of,
works really well, man. All right, let's get some more.
I mean, garbage man. The outside writer.
For felt sure.
Like, felt like he was living his best life back there. And I could be wrong, because I say that, and I also, whenever a cat got into my trash,
yeah,
I was also fighting mad, so... We romanticize certain things,
mm-hmm.
and reality might not be quite as fluffy.
I would say it's definitely not as fluffy on that job. I don't know. There's just something about it, though, thinking, I could be riding on the side of that garbage truck all day.
Some people don't even bury their dogs.
Oh, man. I could imagine that you could get into some pretty nasty stuff real quick.
Some people don't bury their husbands and wives.
And I think, too, you know how people...
Remember the old freezer lady?
Yes.
I do.
That was going in the garbage had she not got caught.
At some point.
There's no way that's a pleasant job.
No way.
No.
But I really did. I
would say there's a certain amount of the whole, you know, like the postal workers go postal,
mm-hmm.
because of just people being idiots.
Oh, have you seen videos of guys?
All the things.
Going, I would say the dump truck guys going berserk.
I saw one once where the guy just absolutely thrashed that can.
When they go.
It's over.
I think I've seen that.
I can imagine that that would be a real.
I saw one where a kid was hiding in a trash bag, and the guy just pulls it, and the kid springs out, and he lost.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah.
Lost it.
He said, not today, Satan. So that's Vivek Ramaswamy doing a shift at the old garbage disposal company. But then you have the GOAT himself, Donald J. Trump, flying in for a rally, walking over to the Trump 2024 garbage truck, puts on the high-vis vest. Even takes some questions from the media from the passenger side of the garbage truck. This is so great.
Why wouldn't you?
Here he is on the plane getting ready to disembark.
200 million Americans are not garbage. This week, Kamala has been comparing her political opponents to the most evil mass murderers in history. And now, speaking on a call for her campaign last night, Crooked Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage. No way.
No way.
My response to Joe and Kamala is very simple. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans. That's true.
Such a good line. Such a good line.
Such a factual line.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, it's trolling at level 10, what they're doing with this, and I think it's perfect, and I think it's received very well because of the contrast that it draws. And then also this week, Joe Biden basically threatened to take Trump for a swim. Did you see this one? This is where he's making comments, and he mentions taking Trump out in the bay.
Former lifeguard.
He's speaking with the bay in the background. I'm not sure where this is at, but the bay is in the background. You can see the water. And this is what Joe Biden says about Trump.
Including, yes, Puerto Rico. I'd take that guy for a swim out there.
I guess threatening to kill a president is old hat now.
As a former lifeguard,
it's fine.
He was
everything's fine. If you're a Democrat, you can say it.
He was reminiscing about his swims with Corn Pop.
Hair on his legs.
He wanted to take.
They like to rub it.
He wanted to take Trump for a swim in the concrete shoes this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Obama's still trying to figure out why are we so divided?
When did everything get so toxic?
Yeah, why is it so toxic?
Pretty good, Joel.
Thank you.
Oh.
So next up, I want to talk about the race a little bit. I've got a long list of attempted election fraud and it's accumulating pretty fast, as you might expect, especially when Kamala continues to lose ground and seems as though they're realizing that and they're kind of freaking out about it. So let's talk about a few of these. In Georgia, they are suing to not allow Dropbox surveillance. Can you please explain this to me? I do not understand why anyone would sue to not allow any surveillance on Dropboxes. Why would they?
You know, they Democrats have always been against things like the Patriot Act and, you know, wanted us to have some anonymity and privacy.
Right.
And just to stay out of our business.
Mm-hmm.
Why should they know?
Did you say
I vote?
Democrats, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Joel needs to check me on that. I get confused.
I think initially everyone was on board for the Patriot Act and it soured quickly.
Yeah. Sounded good at the time, right?
Really?
But that's the problem. You give power to the federal government, you never get it back.
I think a lot of lessons were learned.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about this. It's the old sell yourself down the river for a little bit of...
Yeah. I think even General John Ashcroft would have done it differently.
Oh, I think so. How many times...
Now.
How many times has that, you know, occurred, though?
Right.
You'd think we'd know better by now.
So here's a little segment from Waters World, Jesse Waters on Fox News, talking about why Democrats are suing to prevent Dropbox surveillance. So you've got these Dropboxes in some states where you can just, you know, put your ballot in the Dropbox as you're Tim waltzing by.
Word.
And maybe the little high kick that he does, you know?
Yeah, your whole...
As you
box
stuff your
ballots.
Ballot in the drop box,
you stuff
which
your...
I think is a terrible idea for lots of reasons. Surveillance is one of those. I voted against drop boxes in Missouri.
What a terrible idea.
It's a horrible idea.
Do you scan your ID on those? Like, do they have like a little red scanner kind of like it loves when you... scan your phone to get that 10 cents a gallon off and you just scan the back of your ID?
No, Tim. You can't do that. That would be voter suppression.
Racism.
Yeah. You can't do that.
I forgot.
You can't ask people for their ID to vote. You can't do that.
Well, they...
Plus, technology doesn't work when it comes to protecting the integrity of our elections.
I mean, I could just go busting windows at Walmart and give me a whole mess of IDs.
Right.
Tim, this would be like a Crown Video return box.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, what do you think would happen? What could possibly happen?
People would break it open and steal those precious VHSs.
You know, I remember one time I lost a DVD and I was a little tight on money, so I just was renting it from different video stores and returning the latest copy I'd rounded up.
Robbing Peter to save Paul, so to speak.
Yeah, till I could afford to pay for the DVD in full. I was just playing Family Video and Crown against each other, and
a title loan. That's similar to a title. It
was
loan.
It was a shark loan of a DVD
for sure. So how'd that play out, Tim? Did you rewind it?
I ended up, it was a DVD, so you can't rewind those.
Oh,
hardly.
DVDs.
But
I'm thinking back to my...
So they had a stamp on the middle, like the center of the circle. And so I had to sift through and find the one that I had returned. They missed it. Negligence. And I re-rented it. I bought one and I just paid them in full for the... Because they would sell them to you. It was like $11. I think I was that. It was that.
Did
tight.
You pay him in dimes?
I think it may have been the nickel week. You guys know how the change jar worked.
Yeah, whatever's there.
You start out those half dollars kind of feel like you're big spending.
Yeah.
By the time you get to the penny rolling, times are
really tight.
Government cheese is right around the corner.
So here's what uh, Here's what Jesse Waters had to say about Georgia.
Today in Georgia, a judge ruled that election officials have to certify results, even if voter fraud is suspected. And around the state, Democrats are suing to prevent drop box surveillance, hand counting ballots, and voter ID protections. Why are Democrats trying to make elections less secure?
Yeah.
Especially while many states across the country are finding thousands of people who aren't citizens on the voter rolls. Like in Virginia, where Governor Youngkin removed more than 6,000 non-citizens from the rolls.
Yeah, we're going to talk
Biden
about Virginia.
The Biden-Harris administration didn't like that. The Justice Department is now suing Virginia for cleaning up the voter rolls, something Virginia governors have been doing for years.
Why is it that anyone could argue that a process that removes non-citizens off of our voter rolls is anything else other than common sense and constitutional? This is a law that's been on our books since 2006.
Yep.
It was a law that was signed by then Democrat Governor Tim Kaine. This is why I find this to be a very, very unreal moment that is stunning, that they filed this suit 25 days before a presidential election, when in fact this has been going on in accordance with our Constitution, the federal Constitution, and state law since 2006.
It's simple. We just want free and fair elections. Democrats are trying to loosen the rules and get Republicans.
Yeah.
I'm yet to hear a good argument as to
to why they would not
why
want
they're opposed
it.
To transparency.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, I'll give you a story, Joel, that might explain why.
Oh, what do we got here?
That they don't want surveillance at drop boxes. I don't know. Maybe it could be this. Maybe. But if you look at what happened in Washington State here this week, well, they were lighting the drop boxes on fire and burning all the ballots. Somebody did. So here's a video from Washington State on the state of our election integrity.
It's quite an inferno.
It's just, they're dragging out the burned ballots. It's on fire. It's smoking. And it's raining outside, it looks like.
It's clearly Washington State by the rain.
And, I mean, the rain is not, and it's quite a bit of rain. It's not putting out the fire. They must have used some kind of accelerant for that, I would think.
Yeah.
I saw this. Actually, if you zoom out on this, you can see Gwynn Walls drive by with her windows down, just inhaling inhaling the smoke flames.
Yes.
Nothing gets a Democrat high like the smell of a red vote.
Yes.
To be fair, this is Vancouver, Washington. There's not a lot of red.
There's probably not a lot of red votes.
Not a lot of red votes in there.
So, but here's the thing. I don't care who it was. If it was somebody on our side or their side or whatever, it's wrong. It's breaking the law. I want surveillance on drop boxes. Because I think it's the right thing to do,
yeah.
Right? Like, protect the integrity of our elections and protect the ballots.
If that's not case in point, is why one might want.
Exactly.
And why would they not treat a vote, like a drop box like that? And Joel said it's like a Crown Video drop box in the middle of nowhere. I mean, why would those not be put into like a ATM-type situation like you put your ballot into when
it's
you
a good
cast
question,
it.
Tim.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. Absolutely, you could absolutely scan your ID, the back of it. We all, almost all, everybody
yeah, but,
has.
But here's the thing about that. Like, would that need Wi-Fi connectivity?
It doesn't have to tally
and
the
if
votes,
it did,
but it could put them into a case like they do money where they actually take the case of votes out.
Uh-huh.
Not
like
that
a secured box within the box.
Yes. Yeah, where it sucks the vote in. I'm just saying, like, that's what an ATM does. It's you're pulling out a secure case that's
cartridge full of cash.
Here's the novel idea.
With an ink explode, like a...
Every one of us has a smartphone. When's the last time you met a person 18 and up that didn't have a smartphone? I think I know one.
Mm-hmm.
How long until we see something like...
Vote from your phone?
Vote from your phone.
Oh, man.
American
Idol.
It's American Idol for...
it would be, I think it would be rife for
text
even
nine,
more
text
corruption.
99567.
But I mean, like technology for sure, but the problem with that is, can it be hacked? I mean, that's the thing, like even with the machines that just tabulate, you know, and why we say they shouldn't be connected to the internet, because if they are, then that makes it to where they can be hacked. I mean, that's just the way it is. If they're connected to the internet, it can be hacked.
Well,
so should we go back to the old paper ballot? I mean,
I don't know. Like the supercomputer that manages
they can
Bitcoin.
Catch on fire, apparently.
They can catch on fire.
Help me out here, Tim. You're a Bitcoin master.
They
say it would cost more money to build a computer to hack that than you would get from hacking Bitcoin.
Yeah. It's blockchain.
Blockchain.
Yeah. Now, that's a really good idea. So I think blockchain should be used in a lot of things when it comes to government records. I'm sure there's a way we could fit that into...
Then there wouldn't be any room
elections
for...
as well, right? Because if you change it, you know.
There wouldn't be any room for screwing.
And you know who.
Could you imagine if the NSA was like, it's not worth getting screwy with it?
Yeah.
That'd be really difficult.
I don't know.
A hard pill to swallow for the deep state.
But a lot of shady stuff's going on with this election, and especially in Pennsylvania, which I think is probably key to this race. Who wins Pennsylvania will probably win the election. But here's a few instances. They're closing polling locations. This is in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. There has been errors, we'll talk about as well, in other places like Nevada County, California, where they had scanning, and I'm using air quotes, scanning issues with 77,000 ballots, preventing the ballot counting machines from reading them properly. That's also happening. It's just...
Why are they not waiting until 3 a.m. to count all of these early votes?
Right. Here's a video.
On the 6th.
From Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where these supposed elections officials are shutting down the polling location early, before they're supposed to be.
Wasn't Bucks County... Isn't Butler in Bucks County?
Where assassination attempt was? Yeah. I don't know.
There's some...
some stuff going on there, huh?
Some thick Democratic pull up there.
Yeah. You got to watch out for some of these precincts in these swing states, man. It's wild. So here it is. Here's the video of these guys shutting this down.
It's 2:41. And they are ending the line.
What's his vest say?
It says emergency services, right? Is that what it says?
I saw it earlier. I think it says election security or something. What's that say? Blow it up.
Surely not. He's wearing a bulletproof vest.
It says emergency services.
It sure does. Look at all the stuff on his belt.
He's got a lot of equipment there.
What's the old Royal Rangers motto? Ready for anything.
Ready for anything.
I would say he's got handcuffs, a couple of extra mags, it looks like, a whole wad of keys. What are all those keys for?
A baton on the right there behind his gun.
That guy couldn't get to that taser if his life depended on it.
Is that a taser, Joel, on the right side?
On the left.
Yellow. On the left. So a taser on the left and a gun on the right. That's a Glock on the right. Yeah. I can see that.
Which is normal. But I've never seen a taser so far back. I mean,
for emergency facing the wrong direction. I mean, you'd have to have ape arms to reach that bad boy with your right hand.
Yeah.
He's more of a shoot first.
They're setting up a sign that says
pull tasers later.
Line ends here. So before the polls are supposed to be closed, which means so most states have a law, if you are in line by the deadline, right? So if your polls are open until 7 p.m., and you're in line by 7 p.m., you get a vote, right?
Well, they were given a free White Dudes for Kamala t-shirt to the first 50 people, and they ran out.
What does that t-shirt look like?
It's like one of those wife beater type t-shirts, probably. Pink V-neck wife beater.
Yeah, I can imagine. So it also appears that Democrats are running around in Bucks County with badges and telling people to leave the lines as well. We have some video of that. This is also in the same county. So again, I mean, some serious shenanigans going on in Bucks County, but here's the video from that.
What's his badge say?
Voter protections or protection.
I got to put some new contacts in tonight.
And he's got a clipboard.
I've had this pair in for
Very
4 months.
Very official.
And I was laying down on my back drilling holes in OSB all day today.
Mm.
I mean, I feel like I got a tree growing right out of my eyeball. I can't read anything.
Yeah, so they're putting on badges, fake badges, and telling people to leave the lines because the lines are long. That's in Pennsylvania, again, which is probably going to determine this election.
This was probably on the last day of early voting.
I don't know if it was on the last day or not. That's a good question.
I missed early voting.
So, but we do know GOP Chair Michael Whatley says that they are going to sue these officials in Delaware and Bucks County for election interference. So at least they're going to fight this. And I think it's pretty clear that they're breaking the law. You know, I don't know how you could get away with that, but I mean.
Did you see that? Trump leads in all swing states per.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
I can't read that.
Here in just a minute. So here's what Michael Whatley had to say.
Now, I know that a lot of you today have seen these videos of people being turned away from the polls in places like Delaware County and Bucks County. And last night, we even saw one of our great local leaders,
get all this garbage,
Val Biancaniello, arrested at the polls for telling people to stay in line. All she was doing was telling folks, stay and vote. They took her away in handcuffs. Folks, here's what's happening. Democrat election officials are seeing our numbers. They're seeing our turnout. They are seeing us breaking early vote records across Pennsylvania. They are terrified, and they want to stop our momentum.
Yeah, so he goes on to say that they're going to sue them, and I think they should. Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris administration is suing. But they're suing to keep non-citizens on the voter rolls. You know, it seems like I'm having a little deja vu, Tim, because whenever we passed the resolution that would put Amendment 7 on the ballot in Missouri to put citizen-only voting into our Constitution, I distinctly remember the Democrats trying to argue on the floor of the House that this isn't happening. What are you talking about? Why would you do this? You know, it's already illegal for illegal aliens to vote. Why would you do this? Well, this is why. Because now they're suing, the Biden-Harris administration is suing to keep non-citizens on the voter rolls. Can you imagine this? So here's what happened in Virginia. And the Supreme Court actually just ruled on this. Virginia implemented a program to purge the voter rolls of individuals who could not verify their citizenship, right? Seems like a good idea. Believe it or not, this action was then challenged by the left, leading to this controversy over whether this purge violated federal law particularly, and here's what they cited, the National Voter Registration Act, NVRA, which includes a quiet period, they call it, provision prohibiting any systematic voter list maintenance within 90 days of an election. But here's the thing about that. And the state of Virginia rightfully argued that the NVRA's quiet period did not apply to non-citizens. I mean, that's already illegal, already in the law that they shouldn't be allowed to vote. And so, regardless, and so their removal from the rolls should not be considered a violation. That's how the state of Virginia argued on this point. So, but the opponents, including the Biden Justice Department, contended that Virginia's actions did indeed violate federal law by potentially removing eligible voters, they claimed, thereby affecting the election integrity. So this goes to the Supreme Court, and in a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court sided with the state of Virginia, allowing the state to proceed with removing the suspected non-citizens from the voter rolls. And this is significant because it occurred very close to the election date, highlighting the court's perspective on or interpretation of election law timing and the rights of states versus the federal government in voter eligibility decisions. So I think this, the implications from this is significant because the decision was seen as reinforcing states' rights as well, managing their voter rolls, which they should, potentially setting up a precedent, though, for how close to an election such actions could legally occur. So, of course, though, what does the left do? Immediately they go to, well, this is voter disenfranchisement, Tim, to do such a thing, which I think is just ridiculous. But this is the very reason why we put Amendment 7 on the ballot in Missouri. They want illegal aliens to be able to vote, and they will sue you, apparently, if you remove them from the rolls. So that's the state of what's happening in Virginia. Oh, by the way, Andrew Bailey, which is our attorney general, in the state of Missouri, the great state of Missouri, is also joining with several other attorneys general to sue the Biden administration and say, you know, it is the right of the states to be able to purge non-citizens off of the voter rolls if they cannot prove their citizenship.
At this point, he's got a template. Andrew Bailey sues Biden. He's just got to change the narrative.
Yeah, he's got a, what do they call that? A boilerplate?
Yeah.
He's got a boilerplate. Just fill it in the blank, you know. Let's sue him again. Which, that's what you have to do with these people. It really is. So, also in several swing states, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Arizona, there is a nonprofit group called All Vote, led by someone by the name of Charlotte Clymers.
Charlie Clymers? Is that?
Chuck.
It's the Charlotte Clymers Pack that ran this voter suppression scheme. I want you to just take a gander, Tim. Let me zoom this up for you. At the old Charlotte Clymer.
Charlotte is short for Charles, which has been moved to Chucky.
That's good, Charlotte.
I don't know what the
looks like Marilyn Manson with a regular bun, not a man bun. Marilyn Manson with hair from a 60-year-old.
What's that lady from vegan. Matilda?
Yeah,
1972 Olympics.
Yeah, Mrs.
Crunchbowl or
Crunchbowl.
I don't know. I'm not sure what the pronouns are for Charlotte Clymer.
Trunchbull.
Yeah, the Trunchbull.
That's Mrs. Trunchbull. If I ever seen.
So
formerly Mr. Trunchbull.
Hey.
So here's what's happening with that in the all
nailed it.
What's up, Chuck?
So with this voter suppression scam, it targeted voters in the swing states of Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Arizona. And what they did is they sent fake text messages stating that they had already voted or that they are not registered to vote as part of a personal information phishing scam. This is what they did in those states, sending people a text saying you've already voted or you're not registered to vote. And so that is what's going on with All Vote and their voter suppression scheme. Let's see what else. In Colorado, we have the Secretary of State recently. Her name is Jenna Griswold. What do you got up there, Joel?
I just Googled Marilyn Manson, and those are all the images.
Uh-huh. Reminds me a lot of Charlotte.
Good Charlotte.
Right. Charlotte Clymer.
Charlotte Clymer.
The Charlotte Clymer pack.
Yes. Very similar.
When she was... Was that a former male? Or
I think so, Tim. Remember, we've talked about this
Charles
quite a ways back. This is the leader of the Women for Kamala fundraiser event who happens to be a man.
Right.
Named Charlotte.
Taking women's jobs.
For the listeners, just imagine Marilyn Manson and Mrs. Trunchbull from the movie Matilda, and if they had a baby...
If they had a love child,
it would look like
they couldn't.
If they had a baby that they only fed Halloween candy its entire life and its teeth were yellow, that would be Charlotte Clymer.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to see it to believe it, folks.
Unreal. Unnatural.
It's a male feminist activist.
Unnatural.
So, in Colorado, Jenna Griswold announced the discovery of an incident involving voter fraud in Mesa County. And here's a little summary based on the information available up to November the 2nd. Okay. So at least a dozen mail-in ballots were intercepted, fraudulently filled out, and submitted for the November 5th, 2024 election. These ballots were discovered through supposedly Colorado's signature verification process, which compares the signature on the returned ballot envelope to the voter's signature on file. But this fraudulent activity was caught because three of these ballots were initially counted due to passing the initial verification. So some of these even passed the verification process. But the system then flagged them for further review. And that's the only reason why they were caught. And so this led to a criminal investigation with officials emphasizing the, you know, hey, Colorado's system of voting is robust. You know, why are you questioning this? And Jenna Griswold highlighted this as an example of the system working to detect and mitigate fraud. That, oh, well, the system's working. Just because some of them pass the initial, you know, verification process doesn't mean all of them pass the initial verification process. So
how many of them get to slip through the cracks and you're still feeling comfortable, Ben?
Not only how many, but which ones, Tim? That may be the even more important question, right? So is it targeted? Is it certain ballots? We don't know.
It's kind of like that lady arguing with Vance that only two or three instances of Venezuelan
only
gangs
two
taken
or three
over.
Of those apartment buildings have been taken over so it's by not a illegal alien gangs from Venezuela.
It's not really a problem. Why are we?
It's not widespread.
Out of mold.
It's not a widespread problem.
Just three states.
Right. So Jenna Griswold, when confronted about her ineptitude and horrible ability to be the Secretary of State in protecting the integrity of elections in Colorado, when she was confronted about this, here's how she responded. And this is just just absolutely unbelievable.
A final question. This is not the first time that your office has made mistakes that have damaged voters' confidence in our elections. In 2022, your office sent out mailers to 30,000 non-citizens inviting them to register to vote. They, of course, are not eligible to register to vote. That same year, your office used Colorado's ballot tracking system to send messages to specific Coloradans encouraging them to vote when, in fact, they had already voted, causing confusion that had to be cleaned up by the county clerks. And now this leak of the voting system passwords. Given your office's repeated errors that have damaged...
That was the other thing. She leaked these voting passwords. People have found them.
And her job is to protect the integrity.
She's the Secretary of State. She runs the elections for the state of Colorado.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wouldn't this have been the same gal that tried to kick Trump off the ballot?
Yes, it is. It, exactly.
Why?
You can see it on her face, too, when he's interviewing
Why
her.
Does she still have a job?
Get her out of there.
I do not understand why people like this ever get elected. But listen to what she says.
Confidence in our elections, which you say is paramount, will you resign?
Absolutely not, Kyle. And I just want to, you're unfairly characterizing and leaving out some crucial information.
A final question.
Unfairly,
this is not the first.
Unfairly characterizing and leaving out crucial information. She says, no, she will absolutely not resign for being terrible at her job. Why would you ask? Unbelievable.
She clearly wants to put her thumb on the scale when it comes to Colorado's elections.
Absolutely.
And that is... She needs to be sued.
Absolutely. So let's go to Michigan. There were duplicate ballots found in Michigan. 168,000 duplicate ballots in Michigan, which in this case, they have said now that they will not be counted. That's nice to know.
Well, that's good.
That they found 168,000
that's
duplicate
Wall's,
ballots, and they're like
Tim Wall's home state, isn't it?
No, that's
no,
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
This is Michigan.
Gretchen Whitmer's.
Yeah, which Michigan ground. Has some of the absolute worst election laws in the country. But I still think we may win Michigan.
Do you know if they don't
even despite
cook up 168,000 more?
Yeah.
That's what's wild when you go in and see that a lot of elections are decided by, you know, 17, 30,000.
What clip did you have for Michigan?
There wasn't a video clip. It was just a tweet that was stating what had happened there with the ballots.
Did you see this, what I got pulled up now? The Chinese citizen charged with illegally voting in Michigan?
Oh, I did hear about that. I was going to put that in the rotation, but didn't make it. So
insane.
A Chinese citizen. That is, I'm surprised they're charged though, Joel.
Yeah. So
in Michigan.
In the current political atmosphere, God help the person who gets caught illegally voting right now.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they are going to charge this guy, but. They can't purge his vote. His vote's going to count.
Wow.
There's nothing they can do to change it.
Totally.
And the only way they caught this guy is he went back and was like, oh, hey, I'm a Chinese citizen. I don't think I was supposed to vote.
Obviously, there's no requirement for...
I was just seeing if I could.
...identification or
And that's
that.
Why Missouri put that...
Exactly. Voter ID. It's really common sense. So, yeah, we've got Chinese citizens voting in our elections now, and their vote's going to count.
It will count. Michigan said they cannot take it out.
Would you say that that's foreign interference in our elections?
I think that would be the exact definition.
Only in the most literal sense.
It's only one vote, Tim.
It's just in the most literal
sense. It's only one. Only one of our enemies have voted in our election,
and
it counted.
Where's the nuance?
It's so ridiculous.
Hashtag melting pot.
Oh. So then in Nevada, the Supreme Court rules officials must count ballots received up to 3 days after the election, even without postmarks. This is the Nevada Supreme Court made this ruling, believe it or not. I mean, if this doesn't literally scream that they are willing to do anything to win this election, what does? Mail-in ballots without postmarks can be counted 3 days after the election is over. Can you believe this?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Polymarket has Nevada predicted to go Trump's way 59%. I wonder what actual polling. I don't even believe.
I've got some polls I'm going to bring up at the end that is like the latest on the swing states.
I don't even know what to make of any of those.
I know. I know.
I wish we had access to the internal polling that the candidates have. Because I'm inclined to believe that that's more accurate.
So again, though, like, why would they have this kind of ruling? Why would you say, oh, you don't need to prove it? You don't need to prove that it was sent before the election? Other than the obvious. I can't explain it any other way. So all this to say, multiple instances of attempted suppression and voter fraud in swing states, not surprising at all, especially when you have Kamala running. Well, we're going to play an ad after we go to the break that some of the ads, have you seen any of the TV ads?
No.
Yeah.
That Kamala is out there running. Some of these are just absolutely unbelievable, and some of them absolutely, like, inappropriate. Like, totally inappropriate.
Oh, I did. I know what you're talking about. I saw that.
That's what they're doing.
When DEI...
Trying to say that if Trump gets elected, then you can't have your porn. You're not going to ever be able to have your porn again, guys.
It would be one thing if they just said that, but the
creepy, nasty way in which they do it. It's sick.
The graphic nature of the commercial, I would have died of embarrassment right. had I been watching the game and that came on in front of my daughter.
It's unreal. That's the thing, though. If DEI hires are writing your political ads.
Right. I mean, they think that that's how.
Yeah.
That is normal, that most Americans are okay with it.
This sums it up. When you have the 2% trying to appeal to the masses.
Yeah. That's it. That's this campaign.
That's this whole campaign.
That's this campaign from the candidate all the way down.
Yep.
A DEI candidate that got there only because of DEI.
When the fringe is trying to write your playbook, it's going to look weird.
And when they're trying to appeal to normal people,
that's what I'm.
It's absolutely.
It's like
hilarious. Actually,
yeah, it's like a freak show.
Mm-hmm.
You're like.
So we're gonna go to the break, and then we'll be right back, everybody. Sent me this clip. It's Japanese bluegrass.
They know how to do karaoke. Yes.
Oh, they do. Well, I think they invented it.
They kind of invented it.
Yeah. So we're back from the break, everybody, and we've got. I wanted to play you one of these ads that Kamala Harris is out there running, and it's something else. I keep questioning, like, who are they actually trying to? Are they this out of touch with normal people?
You can only hope that they've misread. They've missed the plot, you know?
So just listen to this ad and what they're trying to get across here. Basically that, you know, you can hide things from your husband and just vote for whoever you want. As if husbands are trying to tell their wife how they should vote. Because I know that doesn't work in my house. Never yeah. has. And I wouldn't want it to. Like, I don't understand their... They're thinking. I mean, my wife and I have voted different on things before, especially in primaries, right? In Missouri.
Me and my wife have too, and I proudly told her I was canceling hers out.
Right.
I'm not certain that my wife and I have ever voted the same on anything.
So I'll tell you this, though. If I wanted my wife to vote one way or the other, I would definitely start trying to shoehorn the opposite of what I wanted her to do.
But, yeah.
but the takeaway of this is I know exactly what my wife's going to vote for because we communicate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the Kamala commercial.
Yeah. So listen to this.
Your turn, honey.
In the one place in America where women still have a right to choose.
Okay, hold on. The one place in America where women still have the right to choose. Are you kidding me? How ridiculous is that?
Is this not the women's suffrage country?
I mean...
You can vote any way you want. And no one will ever know.
They're terrible at filling in a bubble, too. Whoever that was, it's just terrible.
Did you make the right choice?
Sure did, honey.
Remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth. Vote Harris Walz. Vote Common Good is responsible for the contents.
So the only way, you know, you can go in there and vote for Harris Walz is to, you know, hide it from your spouse. And it's fine. Everything's fine. It just cracks me up.
You know how I know that wasn't real life commercial? The lady in the Harris Walz voter, the lady,
mm-hmm.
had an American flag hat on. Right. When's the last time you saw Democrat?
Her husband made her wear it.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Come
of
on.
Of course. You have to wear this when you go vote.
Yeah.
But side note, when was the last time you saw any Democrat proudly representing the flag?
No, it doesn't happen.
That's not a thing anymore.
No. All the other flags.
Yeah, undoubtedly. Yeah,
typically, but not that one. So next up, Whoopi Goldberg goes on a rage monster tirade about Trump abolishing interracial marriages if he's elected. Have you seen this? I think this is just the most insane thing I probably have seen this week.
Fear-mongering much?
It's just so over-the-top insane. It's so unbelievable.
Somebody should compile a list of all of the things that Trump has been
accused that he's going to do.
He will,
yeah.
This is near the top.
Definitely. Listen to what Whoopi has to say.
He's not going to say, oh, you're with a white guy. I'm going to keep you from being deported. No, he's going to deport you and put the white guy with someone else. The man is out there.
He's going to deport you and put the white guy with someone else.
This is... Whoopi's got an idea for a TV show here. What's that show Trump was on where you're fired?
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice. Yeah. This is the Apprentice meets... Love is Blind.
Right.
Where we deport the one we don't like and put you with the one we do.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Trump's going to do.
Yeah.
Joel.
No doubt.
It won't have to be a TV show, according to Whoopi Goldberg. Which, I mean, I'm not sure who.
Didn't somebody say Trump was going to take your guns?
Okay.
That's coming
we're,
up.
We're,
okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. I
yes. It's getting so crazy. Well, then.
Tim, I just, you got Tim, you got ants in your pants.
I'm sorry.
Itching. You're itching for
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
If it couldn't get any more cringy and fake, then you have Tim Walz and AOC playing Madden together. Have you seen this one?
Unbelievable. No, and Maddening. I keep going back to this. It's this Project 2025 from Personal Freedoms. I think a lot of folks on here are kind of independent folks, independent thinkers about things. Why mm-hmm. would you want the government telling you what books to read or what doctor to see or what how big your family can be? That kind of stuff is ridiculous. And so I think on, you know, you talk about football planning, it's the same way. If you're going to draw up a playbook in football, you're going to use it. Those guys drew
Coach
up a playbook,
Walz.
And it's Project 2025.
And they put millions of dollars into Project 2025. You don't spend millions of dollars.
I feel like I've never seen AOC with her hair like that.
AOC says millions of dollars like they didn't just blow through trillions.
Right.
Why would you spend millions of dollars?
But here's the thing. Like, do you think this Madden thing, I mean, did they do this
because
again,
of Coach Walz?
Thinking that it's another attempt at getting the male vote? I mean, is this what they think the average male is doing?
You're giving them credit, Ben, that I don't think that they've...
They haven't thought that far?
I don't think that thinking... I think it is.
It's what Tim Walz does every day.
One goofy whack job who's like, I can win this.
I've never seen anything quite like it. Like, I it's hard for me to believe that it's real. That's the thing. I don't know. It's cringy. But next up, a great clip of J.D. Vance. Debating Jake Tapper. And of course, JD is always on point here. And Jake just can't handle his rebuttals. This is great. Listen to what JD had to say.
Ask yourself a basic question about network integrity. You guys talked about the Russia hoax nonstop.
The FBI was investigating it.
The FBI was investigating it. We recovered them. And so you took the words of unnamed FBI agents and put them on your network as if they were the gospel truth. You did it again and again. A viewer of your network would have believed that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin conspired in 2016.
No.
That was totally and preposterously false.
No. Well, that's what you just said is false. We covered an FBI investigation. I don't know why you want to talk about the FBI investigation.
You covered it in a way that gave credence to anonymous sources' accusations. You did it yourself. Your network did it, Jake. But again, can we talk about the issues that Americans care most about?
I'm talking about things that Donald Trump has said.
Yes.
If you have an issue with whether or not he's talking about the economy enough, that's between you and your running mate. I'm talking about things he has said this week.
Every single rally that he does, he talks about how he wants to unleash American energy so we can lower the cost of groceries. He talks about the fact that housing has become unaffordable. He talks about the wide open border, Jake. Kamala Harris and her allies, you know, it's interesting. Kamala Harris and her media allies, and I would put CNN in this category.
They wouldn't.
Well, they should watch your network more because you guys seem to care more about Donald Trump's past than the future of the American people. We're running this campaign on making the American dream.
I'm specifically asking about how Donald Trump is going to be president in the future should he win, and then we're being told
he's
going to
pursue economic policies.
He was president for 4 years.
Groceries and
Jake.
Make life more affordable again. He talks about it every single day on the campaign trail, and so do I. What you're talking about is an anonymously sourced story. Or one guy,
nothing anonymously sourced.
Or who
zero
one guy who is a disgruntled employee.
I told you,
where five other people pushed back against him and said that what he said was dishonest. So why don't we talk about the policy that's affecting American citizens and not what Donald Trump allegedly said, according to one guy who's pissed off because he got fired by Donald Trump?
Is that not a masterclass or what?
He's the best.
So good. So, meanwhile, Kamala supporters are holding drag shows at the polls. Have you seen this? I mean, I have so many questions. I I'll never understand this kind of stuff.
Whole new meeting to pollsters.
But it's just something else. What'd you say?
Not worth repeating.
Here it is. Look at this. This is City Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as people are waiting to early vote. Got a drag show going on. At the polls. Why? I mean, what does this accomplish? What are they trying to accomplish by doing this? Is it just making people angry, or I mean, do they think
where was this at? Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
The city of brotherly love.
Right.
We got a 12-foot transvestite on stilts there.
I'm not sure.
I don't see what you're missing, Ben. This is entertainment.
I just don't get what they're trying to accomplish with it.
Can we say transvestite lines anymore?
Sure we can.
That used to be the official term.
Right. So is that not politically correct now?
Or? I don't know. I hadn't heard it in a while. Except in my own.
Yeah, I mean,
we should bring it back.
You go back 10 more years and you definitely can't say.
I just don't get like what the purpose is, you know, other than just offending people that, you know, as much as you possibly can. I don't understand the purpose.
Hey, you put that person on a unicycle? You got a show.
Right.
Very gruesome show.
But
yes.
I just don't understand why
we've never seen anybody in
thongs dancing around the polls, you know, while people are trying to vote.
But like, I can't. Well, I was instructed not to wear my red hat, and I obeyed
exactly.
to go early vote.
Ben.
So, hey, that's a good question. Is this electioneering?
Ben.
I don't know.
I mean, I think there's
feet.
Only no. one side
this is simply,
that pushes drag shows, right?
You guys remember Amelia Bedelia?
Yeah.
These people were told to go pole dancing.
They got it mixed up. Somebody gave them an address.
Low IQ.
It just so first. Happened to be. It just so happened to be voting day.
These are your low propensity voters?
Pole dancers.
So, oh man. Kamala has gotten to where now, this goes back to what you mentioned a minute ago, Tim. She will lie like the most egregious lies, just hoping that maybe it peels off a vote here and there, or that somehow it's going to stick with somebody. So I'll give you an example of this week. Like, to me, this is one of the most egregious lies that I don't think anyone would ever believe, actually, as well, because it's basically her claiming that Trump would eliminate the Second Amendment and that she would be the one, if you wanted to protect gun rights, she would be the one that you should vote for.
She's really worried about losing that Glock. If she's a convicted felon at some point.
I'm old enough to remember 2 weeks ago when she said she would come into your house.
Yeah.
And inspect your guns.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I wonder, like, do they know that, like, the internet exists? And that it's forever?
Yeah, clearly not.
Like, they'll say something and you can literally bring up a clip in 2 seconds of them saying the opposite.
We've literally got video.
See, and then they'll actually try to explain it away.
For real, though. They know that the media is not covering it, and they're not aware that the media is now the minute fraction. So I think they really do believe, like, in their sounding chamber.
Because yet again, they're out of touch.
In their sounding chamber, it does go away. On CNN, on, you know, MSNBC,
that's a good point, Tim.
It does go away.
They're literally never reminded that, hey, we routinely watch videos of her saying, hey,
yeah,
mm-hmm. our gun buyback programs will be mandatory.
Lack of, once again, lack of self-awareness. But Joel, what's the Trump Rogan? What did it end up hitting?
Let me look that up.
I'll play this while you're looking it up. This is Kamala talking about how Trump is going to take away the Second Amendment.
Unreasonable search and seizure. Your Fifth Amendment right. Mm-hmm. Your Sixth Amendment right to an attorney.
Well, a lot of rights going to be gone. The First Amendment.
But the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Yes. Look, I'm in favor of the Second Amendment. I don't believe we should be taking anybody's guns
Shannon
away.
Sharp?
Mm-hmm. He wants to terminate the Constitution of the United States.
He wants to terminate the Constitution of the United States.
That's conservatism,
she
correct?
She is the one that's going to protect your gun, your guns. Tim.
Conservationist.
What do they call it? Memory holding it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is catching on. It's not just a national thing. I saw this week in a local election.
Yeah. Right.
Democrat gun grabbers.
Yeah.
A person that if they made their way into any sort of legislative body would vote against any gun law.
Of course.
Claiming to be on the side of the gun owners. Get real.
It won't
happen. We see through that.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But they try. And especially in those places where they know that, oh, no, we got to run an election where we have to have the gun vote. Well, then they'll just say whatever they think that they should say to try to appeal to those people. But also, I wanted to play this. We have we have a new accent from Kamala this week.
There's nothing like...
Guys?
There is nothing like denouncing supporters of Jesus and then going and preaching a sermon.
Yeah, this is the full fake pastor accent. Here's Kamala.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The path may seem hard, the work may seem heavy, but joy cometh in the morning, and church morning is on its way.
And then she does the whole... arms spread wide.
She had a little Aretha Franklin reenactment.
That reminded me of what was the Hillary Clinton one? Where she did the same exact thing, but a different verse. I'm no ways tired. We've come too far. You remember when Hillary did that?
Faintly.
That's what it reminds me of. Oh, man. It's just, it's unbelievable. Oh, by the way, I've got an insider text message from a Biden staffer or advisor, apparently, supposedly. And this is just something else. I don't know if this is verified or not, but it sure does sound feasible of what's probably happening in the Biden White House right now.
There's a few words I couldn't see Biden squeezing out.
So, right. But here's what it says in this text message. It says, this morning, it says B for Biden, conveyed to multiple advisors that the election was dead and buried and called K, Kamala, an innate sucker, too credulous from the starting line. Absolutely slammed her schedule versus 45s and said the race has been a classic hare and tortoise, but the hare is also stupid, not just lazy. His coherency when asked about her is second to no other subject, but there's a special button in that head of his for her, and it's a moment to behold. Also, they claimed that he had been referring to Obama and virtually everyone who forced him out as suckers.
And jack anuses.
Yeah. I don't know. Could be true. People are saying
it's feasible.
Tim. Yeah.
Because, it had it covered on the coherency when it came to her. And like you said, I caught myself surprised at how well he was iterating his insults towards Trump earlier, too.
Yep. Also, I almost dropped it.
Tim, to answer your question, Donald Trump has shot up to the third most watched Joe Rogan episode ever at 43 million. The first most is still Elon at 69 million.
So the Trump episode is at 43 million. Yeah, it's
third place all time.
Okay, so maybe it won't surpass by the election, but I think it's possible that it could. A couple other just little blurbs to mention. They're saying that Kamala is pulling out of North Carolina after a poll has Trump up 5 by 5 there and moving their resources to Virginia, where I think I've mentioned this before. I think that Virginia could be in play and we could actually end up winning Virginia. Here's a little update on swing state polling right now. So this is just 2 days before the election. Here's what it's, and this is probably one of the most accurate polls from 2020, pollsters from 2020, from the 2020 election. Harris versus Trump in the swing states, every single one of them, Trump leads in. North Carolina, he's up 50 to 47. Georgia, 50 to 47. Arizona, 52 to 45. Nevada, 51 to 46. Wisconsin, 49 to 48. Michigan, 49 to 48. Pennsylvania, 49 to 47. That is just a couple of days out from the election. So if that follows through, it's going to be a bloodbath.
What are the... is it? Is there Senate and House elections going on?
Yes.
Do those usually follow?
Not always, but I would say historically, yes.
Do you have one in particular you want to know about, Tim?
No, just general.
I've got Polymarket up, if you guys have any questions. Which is, by the way, since Ben showed it to me a few weeks ago, my new favorite.
It's pretty interesting.
I get. I've been getting a lot of ads for it.
Where they're trying are the people's to, money at?
They're trying to get me to pitch a hundo in.
So if you were to put a hundo into one of the swing states, what would it be, and which way would it be?
I would like probably like Arizona.
Arizona for Trump for? So you think the odds?
I think that would be the safest place to put my. Crisp
binjo. As it sits, Arizona's 73% Trump
on Polymarket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I just feel like that would be like yeah.
But if you were trying to make some money,
yeah,
you would want to.
I would.
You would want to bet on one that they're not giving the greatest odds for.
What do you call that when you put a bunch of them in together? Little bets.
A spread? No. A
parlay.
Parlay. Yeah.
All right, we got, I just had it. Trump on Sunbelt states. I just had it. It's not coming up now.
I would, that's tough, Ben. I don't follow things. I'd probably put a hundo on CLSK and short options and let it ride.
Yeah.
That's what I did this week.
Yeah. So we'll see if that rides through. It's going to be a big day, which I think it's going to. Next up at the White House trick or treat event, Hunter Biden was handing out 8 balls. No, I'm just kidding. That would be quite the lit White House Christmas party for Halloween. But no, Biden was actually biting babies. It was
handing
Nancy
those
Pelosi.
Out.
No,
while we're on the topic, according to Polymarket, there's a 31% chance Joe will pardon Hunter.
Yeah, I'd say that's.
I like those odds.
Yeah, there's where you should put a hundo in right there. I'd say the odds are higher than that. If
you've been pardoned, can you? Is that like a? Did you get like an extra get out of jail free card with that pardon?
You get a new lease
for
on life?
Future.
No,
so you can't just carry on in your ways.
No, you can't.
Oh.
It's only for that one. charge or instance or whatever it was.
Hunter's going to really have to straighten up.
Yeah. I would say that Hunter is probably not going to straighten up after this.
I wonder how badly
as much Hunter, as I hope that he does.
I wonder how badly Hunter Biden hurt the baby name Hunter.
Yeah.
We won't know any Hunters from
for sure.
Born in the last...
Not in this decade.
I've never met a Judas.
You're right.
So, no, the actual headline that I was going to read is Biden at the trick-or-treat event was biting babies. This is a true
story,
people.
Did he have some of those plastic vampire teeth in?
I don't know. I don't think so. If so, I didn't see him in this, but we actually have video of this.
He probably should have had some of those coin machines.
Tell me this is not the strangest,
vampire teeth.
Sickest, weirdest thing. I just, this is not normal. It's not normal. The baby's dressed as a chicken, too, by the way. He's just biting away.
Sniffing and biting, just sniffing just and biting.
Biting away. Here's another one. Same event.
They're calling him.
He goes right in for the foot.
They're calling him.
Bite the foot.
They're calling him Joe Biden. Joe Biden now.
Biden is back, baby. They've been on him for the last 4 years and said, Joe, no more biting.
He's like, hey, I do what I want.
I'm not on the ballot. I'm back to biting and sniffing.
That's right. He's going to finish strong. He's probably got a quota.
How many babies do you think he bit that night?
Well, there's just two that we have video of, but I would say there's probably more. The Babylon Bee had a lot of fun with this. There's a meme. They're telling George Bush when they told him about 9/11, and it says, "Sir, Biden just bit a third baby." Oh, man. Crazy stuff.
Jill was a panda.
Jill was a panda. Yeah. Sure enough. So that's the Biden White House.
Man, I wanted to make an Oscar the Grouch shirt wearing a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
So bad. I'd be in copyright infringement court as we speak had I had a t-shirt printer in my basement.
I'm not going to play all of this. I just want to play a little bit, though. This next clip is where an unhinged liberal goes off at a city council meeting where he, she, they, them, whatever, begins to advocate for a new woke NFL policy. This is just absolute comedy gold. But so typical. Just watch this.
Hi. I was wearing a mask. Hi, my name is Marty Epstein, and the reason I am here today is because I am offended! The Dallas Cowboys have a very problematic name, as it is not gender neutral. Also, Cowboys killed Indians. That makes them murderers. We have already changed the name of the racist Indians, and now it is time for the Cowboys to do their part for the greater good to protect our democracy. The city of Dallas should not represent murderers. I see no difference as if they were to be called the Dallas Donald Trumps. This alone is sexist and racist, and I demand that action be taken immediately because I said so. My solution is that we rename the Dallas Cowboys to the Dallas Gay Boys so that everyone can be happy because I'm all about peace, love, kindness, and equality. Also, some more problems that I have noticed in the NFL is that the NFL stands for the National Football League, and Adolf Hitler was a nationalist. Therefore,
Joel,
it needs to be changed
the fantasy
to
football
the Equality
League.
Oh my goodness, I thought that same
league,
thing.
Which leads me to a list of things we can do to make the NFL a better place. First, women players and coaches. Chinese quarterbacks, an LGBTQ section in the stands, a Michael Sam Gay Player of the Year Award, signing bonuses for openly gay players, for the people in the back,
for the people in the back.
I thought this was the one guy. What's his name? That goes and does this kind of stuff. Oh man, what's his
name? What a passionate speech.
Describe his outfit there, Tim.
He's wearing a pink hat and was his shirt? Did his shirt have a
hammer and sickle?
Hammer and sickle that was
communism.
In, but it was a.
But it's in
hammer and sickle. It's in the rainbow.
The rainbow colors,
which is, I'm telling you,
oxymoronic.
Yes, the irony here, and just listening to him, he is definitely trolling hard.
I think you're
he
right.
has rainbow suspenders, a rainbow hammer and sickle, which the Russians.
Alex Stein, that's who I was thinking.
It
reminded me of.
But the Dallas Gay Boys.
I gotta listen to the rest of it now. It's too good.
Mandatory vaccine cards for all. Critical race theory training for all players and coaches so they can understand the white rage. I am white, and I want to know what white rage is. I want to know. Mandatory knee while playing the national anthem for George Floyd. Abolish the national anthem because it's racist. A moment of silence for Martin Luther King before each game, recognizing him for freeing the slaves instead of honoring the military because they are racist. Before each game, we should have our frontline doctors come out to the field because they are the real heroes. Every game, the player should honor one LGBTQ member with a sticker on the back of their helmet. Gender-neutral locker rooms, black kickers, alternate gay pride uniforms, pronouns on the back of their jerseys. The Super Bowl trophy will be changed from the Vince Lombardi trophy to the Colin Kaepernick trophy. And lastly, the commissioner shall be a non-binary transgender so that they can understand all walks of life. If we all do these things, we can make the more diverse and full
I wish
of
they
equality
would show the faces
instead
of
this
city
racist bigotry
the
league
part
full
is
of Trumpism.
City council could
your time is up
to this for 3 minutes.
Reggie Ruffin.
And he nailed it in 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
He takes a knee. Hey, do you guys know who Nick Swardson is?
he called him Mr. Mayor. Or he called her Mr. Mayor.
Okay,
was this in Dallas?
Acts just like Nick Swardson.
Was this in Dallas?
It says, I can't tell. Mm. Yeah, Dallas City. So funny, man. I love it.
All the way the Dallas Cowboys have been playing may have just pushed him over the edge, too.
Yeah. Finally, the Babylon Bee endorses Kamala Harris, and I just want you to hear their explanation.
This will be good.
You met this guy, right?
No, this is Seth. I haven't met Seth. I met Kyle Mann, the other guy.
CEO of the Babylon Bee. While other fake news organizations like the Washington Post and the LA Times refuse to save democracy, we here at the Babylon Bee are proud to do our part. Today, we've decided to officially endorse Kamala Harris for president. Why Kamala? Well, we'd be here all day if I listed all the reasons, but I'll name a few. To begin with, she shot straight to the top because of her intellect. Smart lady. She's the first person in history to win a primary without receiving a single vote. That's impressive. She's a person of color. Indian, I think. She's a feminomenon. She gave Drew Barrymore a hug, an act that symbolized her willingness to wrap her arms around the country and give us all a hug whenever Republicans make us feel sad. She was such a popular vice president that over 12 million people hiked hundreds of miles to cross our southern border to vote for her without ID in this election. She has a melodic and soothing voice, especially when she laughs. I can listen to her laugh for hours. Most importantly, though, she is not Donald Trump. Wow. How can you put into words the greatness that is Kamala Harris? She reminds us to look forward to what can be, unburdened by what has been. And she understands, perhaps better than anyone else, the significance of the passage of time. She knows, as all wise leaders do, that there is great significance to the passage of time. Each minute that passes takes us from the present into the future. We're only here, right now, in this moment, because other moments, like the one that just went by, have passed. What could be more significant than that? We are grateful that when America is on the brink of losing its democracy, the person standing strong against the looming threat of fascism as a woman is accomplished, intelligent, joyful, and non-white as Kamala Harris. And so we join Eminem, Megan Thee Stallion, the Insane Clown Posse, and many other great thought leaders by proudly endorsing Kamala Harris for president.
Nicki Minaj joined that group.
No, it was it Nicki Minaj?
Cardi B.
Sorry.
Same person.
Yeah.
I literally don't differentiate.
Could not tell you that I don't. Could not have straightened that one out.
And I thought that was the last one, but I couldn't let this go, Tim. This is a big deal.
R.I.P.
And so we need to cover it. Yeah, it's about Peanut the squirrel and what has actually happened there in New York City, where the government raided this man's house and he took his pet squirrel Peanut and his raccoon, and then they killed him.
His unnamed raccoon.
7-year-old Peanut the squirrel and Fred the raccoon.
Oh, he did have a name.
Were euthanized after anonymous complaints were made to the government. And so let's listen up to what they have to say about this.
We just learned that they have euthanized Peanut.
And the raccoon as well.
Fred.
I am so sorry. This must be really difficult for you.
It not only tears my family apart, but Peanut was the cornerstone of our nonprofit animal rescue. And 10 to 12 DEC officers raided my house as if I was a drug dealer. I was sat outside my house for 5 hours. I had to get a police escort to my bathroom. I wasn't even allowed to feed my rescue horses breakfast or lunch. I was sat there like a criminal. After they interrogated my wife to check out her immigration status, then proceeded to ask me if I had cameras in my house. Then proceeded to go through...
Could you imagine anybody questioning you about your immigration status these days?
Right. What do you have to do? Apparently have a pet squirrel.
That's what it takes. That's the last straw. We're definitely going to find out if you're a citizen then.
Every cabinet, nook, and cranny of my house for a squirrel and a raccoon.
They got a search warrant?
They got a search warrant. 4 departments and a judge signed off on a search warrant for a squirrel and a raccoon. And then they took them and killed them.
Why did they go through all that to get a search warrant for an animal that had been with you very safely, and the world witnessed this, for 7 years? Why now suddenly did they show up with a search warrant and take these animals?
We haven't a clue. We don't know who made the complaints. Again, Peanut was an indoor squirrel, not harming anybody. He's been with us for 7 years. Not a single complaint was ever filed for this animal. We had him for 7.5 years. He became the world's most famous squirrel. We weren't hiding him by any means. He was all over TikTok. He became the first squirrel on TikTok to ever hit 1 million followers. He did every news station around the world. He's helped people. He's helped kids gather joy. And then we started a nonprofit animal rescue called Peanut's Freedom Farm to help animals like Peanut fight a good fight when they're in a neglected case or they're sitting in a slaughter auction. And he was the cornerstone of our life and our organization. We used his platform to help raise money for the 300 animals we have at our sanctuary.
300 animals.
Is where they went wrong was not naming it the PETA Freedom Farm.
I've got so many thoughts.
Me too.
First and foremost, I feel for him, but if a 7-year-old rescue squirrel is the cornerstone of your entire life,
I wonder about it.
But I don't want to take anything away from that. Yeah. What happened to Peanut was wrong.
Yes, it was.
And I told Ben before the recording that Peanut is 2024's Harambe.
It is.
For sure.
But I don't know.
R.I.P. Peanut.
I'm just not sure. I mean, it's. I'm assuming in that state it's illegal to have
300 animals in your home in New York City.
This story is young. This is our, we're still very early on. An investigation will be done, and more will come out about Peanut.
I'm just thinking 300 animals.
Yeah, I mean,
and what that would look like logistically
in a New York City apartment.
Could you imagine how much that Peanut's foundation he was
said,
raking
he
in?
He said they have rescue horses.
They live in a 200 square foot New York City studio apartment.
How could you have one rescue horse, let alone more than one?
We're going to
find
out.
Plus the other 298 animals.
Surely their rescue farm was not in New York.
I think it's what it says.
There are rural parts of New York.
New York officials.
It's not a one horse town, so to speak.
Them knowing that Peanut was the cornerstone, they just had to find the squirrel.
This video
that's the squirrel
has
that laid
37 million views.
Squirrel that ate the golden nuts, I guess.
Yeah. So you know the memes are
ripped out gold bricks.
The memes. Are off
to
the
support
charts.
A 300 animal farm with one squirrel,
with one the Instagram famous squirrel,
the cornerstone, the first squirrel to reach a million followers on TikTok. What does this say about our world today? I don't think it's really much of anything good. The only good thing that we need to remember about this is the government was the real problem.
They probably shipped that thing off to Springfield, Ohio.
Right. The Peanut.
Have you guys ever heard of the world champion squirrel cook-off?
Oh, man.
It's in Springdale.
Wow.
I don't believe I have.
What do they do?
Well, it's a cooking competition. And squirrel has to be part of the dish.
Any chili? Dish, like the sky's the limit?
Squirrel chili.
But just squirrel has to be the ingredient?
It's got to make up a certain percentage of the...
Squirrel
etouffee. The guy that runs it was the MC for the World Steak Cook-Off in Fort Worth.
You ever had squirrel gravy?
Yes.
It's good.
Mm-mm. We made squirrel dumplings at the house. It was probably last squirrel season.
Good stuff.
I've never eaten any squirrel.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Not bad at all. Tastes like dark meat chicken.
Hmm.
Kind of. Well,
they probably sacrificed that squirrel to Eric Adams. He's probably eating it for dinner.
Yep. Mayor Adams is
in the clink. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's that pretty much covers it all.
That squirrel's probably on Chuck Schumer's grill.
With a piece of cheese just stuck to the side of his face.
They didn't even
skin him. Squirrel. They just stuck the cheese right on Peanut.
Cheese squirrel kebab.
Somebody make an AI picture of Chuck Schumer grinning over his shoulder looking at the camera with an unskinned
Send
squirrel with
us.
Cheese on it. On the grill.
So great.
We'll share it on the Man Cave Caucus on X.
All right. Everybody, listen up. I want to tell you, we are going to have the first ever Man Cave Caucus election night live coverage from the depths of the mini swamp in Jefferson City, Missouri, this coming Tuesday. That'll be tomorrow by the time you hear this podcast. So we're going to cover all kinds of things. Election results. Of course, the average Man Cave Caucus shenanigans. Statewide elections. Local elections. We're going to cover it all. And we're going to walk you through this. And it's going to be huge. I'm telling you.
Huge.
It's going to be a huge night. So this is going to be starting at 8 o'clock Central Time on November the 5th, Election Day. And don't forget to vote, folks. This is going to be epic. Don't forget to vote. That's the biggest thing. If you haven't already early voted or absentee voted, make sure you get out and vote. Tell 1,000 of your closest friends to get out and vote as well, because, hey, you better get in, because we're doing trash duty.
People. Oh, yeah.
The garbage men.
We're going to make America great again.
Did, real quick, did you share, do we know what medium we're going to be on?
We don't yet, but it's probably going to be, for sure, Facebook Live, possibly an X space if we can make it all work.
We should probably have a backup place for yeah. when we get dumped.
Bebo. Yeah. We'll put it on Bebo.
For sure. Yeah.
No one remembers Bebo.
Yeah,
I sure do.
Hey, also,
they won't find us there.
Didn't the Man Cave Caucus podcast have its first birthday last week?
We did. First we're a birthday. Year old, guys.
It's crazy.
Can you believe that?
Absolutely.
And we're, this will be 62 episodes. Yep. 62. Yeah. It's a huge milestone. So, yeah. Join us on election night. It's going to be a blast. We'll catch you then, everybody.
Remember, we need you to make up the caucus.
That's right. It's a great joke.
Butchered that one. Butchered it. But the Japanese blues come in to save the day.
Hey, always. There's no caucus without
you.
Us.
No? There you go. That's true. It's a true statement.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have a quorum.
There you go. Without you. That's good, too. Maybe next time.
How about we leave the old, who's the Denver, former Denver, now Pittsburgh quarterback, Russell Wilson. We need to leave the catchphrases to Russell Wilson.
What is that one he always says?
Well, he did Let's Ride.
Let's Ride.
For the Broncos, and he just did a terrible one.
Let Russ cook.
It wasn't.
Let Chuck cook.
Let Chuck cook.
Do not eat Chuck's cooking.
Oh, rest in
peace. I can't get that image out of my face. Just a squirrel, a dead squirrel. Piece of cheese just stuck to the fur. He's flipping it over with the spatula.
He never flipped that. He never turned that grill on.
That grill's never been on.
Did you see those shiny grates?
Lowe's dropped that off half an hour ago. Yeah.
For a photo op.